President Bush visited Gori Island, Senegal this week, where he spoke the following words. At this place, liberty and life were stolen and sold. Human beings were delivered and sorted and weighed and branded with the marks of commercial enterprises and loaded as cargo on a voyage without return. These are brave words. It's some of the most blunt language a sitting American president has ever used to talk about slavery. At the same time, though, they duck responsibility for slavery by using the passive voice. The quote from that speech features stealing and selling, delivering and sorting, weighing and branding, but it doesn't say who performed those actions. And while the answer is obvious to all of us, the president's failure to insert the word Americans in front of those inflammatory verbs means that, as far as we're concerned, those crimes happened in some other country to some other people for which no one is responsible. To be fair, President Bush isn't exactly the first president to pull off this linguistic stunt. Politicians use the passive voice all the time, with the phrase, mistakes were made, easily taking first place among the greatest abuses. And there isn't enough time here to list the instances in which Bill Clinton knocked the word I out of his apologies for his affair with Monica Lewinsky. It's just that the stakes are higher now than they were when it was just the dithering of a philandering president. Now we're talking about the longest-running crime against humanity. The history of American slavery begins in 1619 and ends in 1865 with the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. And this says nothing about Jim Crow or the nearly 100 more years it would take for African Americans to be allowed to vote. There's no room for grammatical games when we're about to take responsibility for the most shameful part of American history. Our president took an important step this week by using the right verbs. Now we need to take that huge blank space he left in his speech and fill it with the same two-letter word that begins our Constitution, we.